Thank you, Hugh. And I'm sure many of us will echo those words. I certainly am one that has come here and had comfort and be renewed. And it is so lovely to see friends new and old. So let us pray together now. We're going to have a Thanksgiving prayer. Beloved, let us love one another. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful family of God in Charlton and Blackheath. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you for deep and special friendships that have been woven over many years. Thank you for those who have become our spiritual mothers and fathers and our spiritual sons and daughters. Thank you for the births and the joy they bring. Thank you for the marriages. Thank you for new life, new faith, wonderful baptisms, even last Sunday. Thank you for the baptisms of Esther, Jerry, Stephen and Jacqueline. Thank you for spiritual growth, for times of receiving your Holy Spirit, fresh times of infilling and beautiful times of worship. Thank you for all our worship leaders. Thank you for the prayer ministry, the poignant moments of spiritual breakthrough, emotional healing, and many answers to prayer at CBCF. And let's just take a moment to remember the glorious promotions to glory, poignant yet joyous goodbyes to many much-loved friends and family. Thank you for those who walk together in fellowship with us at sad and difficult times. Thank you, Lord, for the strong bonds of enjoying the Lord and discovering the Lord together week by week. Seeing each other in acts of service, supporting each other, rejoicing with each other, weeping with each other. Thank you for all the faithful servants you have brought to this fellowship, from those that put out the chairs, bring cups of water, prepare food, prepare sermons, pray for others, and so much more. Thank you for every act of love, every act of kindness. Lord, we want to thank you for our elders, past and present, Matt and Trevor, Mike and Steve, and for those who have watched over us, like Hugh and other leaders and visiting preachers. Thank you for our ongoing outreach in the community through the food bank, through Leanne and Beverly's work at the Debt Centre, through Greenwich Youth for Christ, through many other outreach programmes in our borough and beyond. Thank you for Andrew Fanstone working in Brazil. And finally, Lord, we thank you for the generous and consistent gifts and tithes that have been given. We offer them to you and ask that you will bless them, and we thank you for the love and the support that they represent. We give you all the glory, Lord, with thankful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are still in prayers. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with grateful hearts. We thank you for the vision that birthed this fellowship, the foundation laid over 40 years ago. We thank you for the gift of humble, wise, and faithful leaders who have served faithfully for every soul you have drawn to this place. We thank you for your unwavering presence through every season, and for the countless blessings you have poured on us over the years. At this moment, we lift each one of us to you, old, new, and even those that will be joining us. May your love deepen our relationships and bind us together in unity, grace, and purpose. Enable us, Lord, to love one another deeply, serve one another humbly, and grow together in faith. May we be the beacon of light in our community, reflecting your goodness and mercy in all that we do. We are in your presence with hearts full of hope, asking for your blessings as we seek growth in faith, love, and purpose. Lord, continue to stir within us a passion for your word and the boldness to share the gospel. Help us to continue being a welcoming, spirit-filled community that reflects the love to all that come. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters that are visiting, and it is our belief that you are with them in their new community. Dear Lord, you have been our rock and our redeemer. We praise you for the lives transformed, for the prayers answered, and for the hope restored within us and in our community. May you strengthen the weary, comfort the grieving, and heal the sick. Let our fellowship be a place of refuge, joy, and truth. Continue to fill our leaders with your wisdom and integrity, and guide every of their effort with your spirit. We trust in your timing and your plan, Lord. Grow us in faith. Use us for your glory. And we pray for your will to be done in and through us. May this 40th anniversary be a reminder of your goodness and a spark for greater things to come. We pray in Jesus, our Savior's name. Amen.